Across this wonderful nation. Unfortunately, there was a shooter on the loose at a New Jersey mall just 12 miles outside of Manhattan. Luckily, in this case, he was dressed in black. People say he had no emotion on his eyes. They could hear pop, pop, pop. They found a shell casing, they being the cops who got there pretty quickly. In the end, no injuries, nobody was hurt, and he got out of the mall somehow. Happened about 9:30-ish Eastern. Pretty scary, though. And it scares people because we just had all of the wild reports about the LAX shooting and a TSA agent being killed, and a couple of other people being wounded. So a shooter in an airport, a school, a post office, a neighborhood, whatever, it's the same. People all of a sudden start to freak out and think, shooters, shooters everywhere. I go to the mall, and look what happens. I turn on the tube, turn on this fabulous radio station, and what do I hear? I hear about a horrible, senseless shooting. The bottom line is, and I do hope this does not become more of that tug of war back and forth over guns. We are not solving that one. There's the big three. You know what the big three are? One starting to fade, but abortion would be one, guns another, and gay rights another. That is, all three are one and the same in the fact that you have a very polarizing, opinionated crowd when you bring up any of those subjects. And we've been talking about them probably since I was born, since you were born. Especially with guns, it is the red-hot topic. And Second Amendment rights, so big. Could we really afford to not have people who already have guns have them taken away? The answer is no, because there are people, it is underreported, I absolutely believe that, and I've seen that, that have defended themselves just because they have a gun in their home. We certainly have talked about that on America Tonight. We definitely have talked about that. So coming up in our next segment, more specifics, peeling back another layer on the constitutional rights, I guess, of gun owners and looking at the law, looking at how the law is and what we have on the books. You know, varies so much from state to state, although the Supreme Court had a say in that, and that's why the makeup of the court is so interesting and why it's so hilarious when people are confirmed, they say they don't have any biases. What? You do not have blood coursing through your body if you don't have some natural bias. Even if you try to be open-minded about a ton of different things, plethora of things. There's definitely certain beliefs in your system, I think, that you have them, and they don't just get lost because you try to push them away. So with more news of another shooting, even though it's much different than the situation in LAX, there's more conversation about guns. That's what's taking place. Guns, 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 guns. Tuesday is a big day for certain ballot measures, and there's some voting going on. So it's not a presidential year, but there are definitely some interesting things happening, including six states are going to consider 31 ballot measures in all, including questions about pot and labels for genetically modified food. That sounds unappetizing. We know the GMOs. The other questions, they're probably the biggest highlights. Some of the other questions are For example, voters in Jersey considering whether to amend their constitution in New Jersey to raise the state minimum wage from $7.25 to $8.25 an hour. And then annual increases tied to the cost of living. 18 states, did you know, this is an interesting fact, have a minimum wage that exceeds the federal requirement. In New York, this is a big one in New York, they're being asked to revise their constitution to allow the legislature in Albany to authorize 7 casinos. The goal, money, more money for public schools and maybe cutting local property taxes. Now, which way do you think that's going to go? I'm going to say they're going to get those casinos. I have a feeling. I think they're going to get those casinos. And the pot issue is pretty interesting because of it. If certain states vote the way of Colorado and Washington, then for small amounts of pot, people will be able to walk around with that and not get busted for it. But they're also in Colorado, where they did legalize it. They're being asked to impose, this is Colorado, a 15% excise tax on pot to help fund school construction, 10% sales tax to bolster marijuana-related law enforcement efforts. So that's interesting, isn't it? So they're singling out pot for higher taxation than other things like beer and whatever, but they still think it will pass. They think it passes pretty easily. So Tuesday will be interesting, to say the least. And I think the modified food, the labeling genetically modified food is interesting. Because in Washington State, they're considering an initiative that require labeling all food containing genetically modified ingredients. And that would put the local consumer advocates who say, we got to have this, we got to have this, we got to have informed choices, that would put them against the agribusinesses that say the law is going to spook customers and imply that the products are unsafe, that they're going to get cancer and other diseases. So they don't like it because they don't want to have to answer those questions. I think when you say genetically modified, it already conjures up a little bit of scariness to me. So I think they lost that argument anyway, because there are people that absolutely would put their foot down at this point, for sure. Not wanting to wait and see if any damage is going to come out of it. So how about that? 95 bills relating to the pot issue have been introduced in state legislature so far this year. 95. That's a lot. Different forms, I guess, of redos and whatnot. Talking about a huge change. If across the board you had those pot initiatives, one, you'd raise a lot of money. Some law enforcement would be totally behind it, and others would say, whoa, this is a gateway drug, my friends. We're talking about the Second Amendment next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jenu Khan from Midas Resources, November 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13,1980. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,6763, $633.82 for a half ounce, or $341.91 for a quarter ounce. That's $13,6763, $633.82, and $341.91.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All you need is love. And, you know, it's fun filling in, as I do sometimes, for Jason Lewis, who's also on the Genesis Network. And he does a Beatles Bumper Friday. And it seems like that's one I get to fill in on Friday, which is perfect. And I got one of those coming up on the 15th. You'll have to tune in and listen. It's Central Time, 5 to 8 o'clock, and it's the Beatles music is just great. It kind of floods you back to all the music that you hear still, because there are lots of radio stations probably near you where they do a Beatles Sunday or a tribute or, you know, that kind of thing. Let's go out to David in San Francisco. David, you're on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you, David?
Well, hi, Kate. Yeah, hope you're having a good night. We got a nice clear night here in San Francisco.
Woohoo!
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Hey, you know, I'm a great big Ralph Nader fan, so Chris Christie doesn't really impress me. There is one thing that I think that he was probably shocked to learn, and that was that the neocons don't believe, everybody knows that the neocons don't believe in global warming, But
right.
When Hurricane Sandy hit out there, he had the great alarm to learn that they also don't believe in FEMA or budgeting any kind of safety, in an aftermath of a huge devastation. That each county, each town is supposed to look out for itself, and that with all of the technology that we've got, with all of the skills of various, millions of people, that we're not supposed to band together, united you stand, divided you fall, but we're supposed to basically look out, fend for ourselves. So whether he now acknowledges that the Republicans and the neocons and, for the most part, the fake Tea Party groups are out there advocating just being alone in the devastation of advancing global warming, his policies are going to have to acknowledge that's some reality.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there are a few things that could really snag him too. It is kind of interesting because there is no straddling it. There's no straddling some of the big issues. And then mentioning Sandy, that's great that you brought that up, and you're right. There is no getting around what happened with Sandy, and they're still feeling the effects there. But it'll be interesting to watch, David, how they navigate those waters, which you have a very fractured Republican Party.
Sure. Well, I don't know if you kept up with the dollar value of Katrina, but as I understand it, I was watching C-SPAN one afternoon, and apparently we budgeted, or the Congress budgeted, I think it was $171 billion to Katrina. And if you go down there, you can barely see that a billion got spent. So for the most part, all of it got stolen. And and whether that went to Mississippi, Louisiana, or even into Texas, that money just never got spread around. So then when Sandy happened, and I think it was only about a half as much was asked for, for as populated an area as the East Coast is versus the South, the neocons refuse to kick loose of any part of it. So, again, global warming being a big deal. You know, one other thing, one of these other candidates that's trying to run in 2016, have you been keeping up with Senator Cruz?
Yeah, Senator Cruz is wildly popular in a big chunk of Texas and some other areas in the Southwest. And there is a big Tea Party push for Cruz to be on that short list, too, to leapfrog Chris Christie.
Right.
And he is completely different. A lot of his views are completely different from Chris Christie's, or a little enough that there's enough of a different choice there, yeah.
Well, where I was going to go with it, I don't know if you've kept up with his wife, but there's a Chamber of Commerce in Houston. So you can go to, I believe it's Houston.org, and you go to the board of directors of this Houston.org, and it turns out that she's not only, she used to be a vice president of the Goldman Sachs. Now she's called a regional director, and her district is so big that it includes Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. So
yeah.
She's massively wealthy, and she, if Ted Cruz is trying to pretend that he's some sort of a man of the people Tea Party guy, but his wife is so wealthy and so powerful that, Goldman Sachs' money is not just old money, it's ancient money.
Yeah, so, And, he's a Harvard guy. He went to Harvard. And I think she did, too. I could be wrong about that, but I know,
I know that he did.
Yeah, he's an Ivy League guy. He's not what some people think. Yes.
Yeah. So these, they're phonies all the way, and it's that's why I'm a Ralph Nader. Even if Ralph Nader survived 3 days, he could make more appointments that would make a lasting effect on America, because, you know, we need honest people in government. We don't need these phonies.
Well, I'll tell you what we need in government, David, is we need people that don't react and get things done. And I think we need, you know, you're onto something with the, I don't agree with the Nader choice, because I don't know that he would be effective in some areas, but I'll tell you, not for president, but a third party to me is so necessary. And I've said this from day one of being on the air, because you have such extremes that I think it forces people to say things, or the people around them, that they don't necessarily agree with. And to have the honest candidate is the thing. So whether I agree with you or not, but I know I'm getting an honest answer. I think that's why some people really like Chris Christie, because he has that Jersey attitude, and he really has that attitude where he just says it. He's not the king of spin, or so it doesn't seem. I know he's infuriated people for a few things that he's done, but he's not good at spin, really. And we need people that are not good at spin. We need people that aren't being manipulated by all the handlers around them. Of course, that's the way you get elected, and that's part of the problem. But that's the push for the third party. Let's get that third party going, like, legitimately, not a party that's just going to hurt one side's chances or the other's, but a legitimate third party, a third option that is viable, a third option that's viable. And all we need is somebody decent to run for president eventually one day, where they declare whatever party and they're bankable and they're winnable. You know, in other words, they can leapfrog the Republican and the Democrat. That would be good. Be good to have that extra. I think it'd be good to have that extra added choice to when you go to the polls. So you're not happy about the polarization. You really like this person. They vote one way on this and one way on the other, but they vote with their heart and their heads and everything else in between, because they're paying attention. It doesn't feel like that sometimes. Coming out of Washington, that's what's frustrating. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're talking about civil liberties and the significance of them, and looking at a couple of key things. Kevin Rostola joins us, and he's terrific. He'll talk about a couple of different things, including when it comes to civil liberties, when it comes to pulling the wool over our eyes, the NSA, Bradley Manning, and a few things in between. So stay with us.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Here on America Tonight in our virtual green room, Kevin Gostola. He's the co-author of a book, Truth and Consequences, the U.S. versus Private Manning. He also writes the Dissenter blog for Fire Dog Lake. They cover secrecy, whistleblowing, NSA, drones, you name it, WikiLeaks, and other civil liberty issue type things. So, Kevin, thanks for popping on ATN.
Thank you.
The latest stuff with Ed Snowden. First of all, your opinion on this ping-ponging back and forth that happened with him. First, the Hong Kong stuff. He goes to Hong Kong, then Russia. And in my mind, Putin wanted to help him out. Definitely, I think, from the start. He just politically had to figure it out. So he grants him that temporary asylum. And now it's a matter of what happens with Snowden from here. You know that he tried the clemency route and got denied. So your thoughts on what happens with Snowden, what should happen, and the whole thing about denying clemency?
Well, the first thing I just have to say is I don't know if it's actually accurate to say clemency, just because I've looked at the letter and I've seen what's being reported, and I go back to the New York Times here and see that they've reported it as a clemency request. But his lawyers, they didn't put anything into the U.S. government asking for a request. And often if you ask for clemency, you are admitting that you committed a crime. And he doesn't admit that he's committed any crimes. So I don't know if that's the word I would use, though I know that a lot of media are using that word right now. But I think in terms of his traveling and trying to find a place where he can settle, We need to look at the Obama administration and see that a lot of what they are doing, the bumbling and fumbling of all of this, directly influenced the events where he ended up being trapped in Moscow. And he was on his way to a Latin American country. And I think that if you're the Obama administration, you wish you would have stayed out of his way and let him end up where he was going, because they probably would have been able to get him back to the United States by now.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, all the stuff that has trickled out from Ed Snowden, I mean, let's face it, it's an unbelievable, as you said, the blundering and the things that are happening in another direction with the government. It certainly showed the things that we, that a lot of people didn't realize was happening, although if you dug for the information, you would have found some of it out, and some of it's actually been written about. I'm sure you've blogged about it. There are lots of pieces of information about what's happening with the NSA. Do you think that he did the nation a service by releasing all the information and letting people know what was really happening, or what's your take?
I think right now it's unmistakable. And if you look at Congress, they're reviewing all of the policies and processes around surveillance. They're looking at the National Security Agency, trying to figure out, you know, what's the right balance. Exactly what should they be allowed to do? What shouldn't they be doing? What's effective? I mean, there's a lot of this surveillance they haven't proven is actually necessary to stopping terrorists. Some of this looks to be like an offensive type of operation where you've got hacking and going after secrets of other countries and even some businesses. And we don't know if this is something that we want our surveillance apparatus to be doing. So I think it's an important debate, and many people in Congress are actually engaged in it. I think there's a lot of people who are, you know, regular Americans that are interested in where this is going to go.
Yeah. You know, in watching this and watching what's happening with Germany and, of course, everything that happened with Bradley Manning, I mentioned that you co-authored the book, so obviously you dug deep into Bradley Manning and what was happening there. Were you surprised back in August by his sentence? And, you know, ultimately, what do you think should have happened with Manning?
Well, I see a connection between, you know, we're talking about Snowden and then Manning's case. I see this connection, which is that the government here wants to go after these individuals who were looking at information and came to this conclusion that it needed to be out in the public. And one of the things I think that we need to grapple with is there should be a process where these people can go through, and particularly when they're on trial. So if they get to the trial process, nobody right now can really go into a courtroom and try to make an argument before a judge that what they were doing was in the public interest. Now, if that argument would fail, you know, they could go to jail. Manning could go to jail for 35 years like he did. But if this is something where we think people should be able to defend the release of information and say the public has a right to read this because the government has an overclassification problem, that's not a process that's set up right now.
Yeah. One of the things I mentioned, you know, your blogging that you do on Fire Dog Lake, you've written some great blogs, and one of the things that you talked about, and one of them I can recall back in October, was about drone victims, and they vividly talk about the strikes were like, what happened, and what happened to those that were wounded. Do you think this is something that Americans just don't know very much about?
Sure. Yeah, I would agree with that statement. I don't think there are a lot of Americans. This doesn't really make the news. Although I think there was a point, at least with regards to Yemen, when we had months ago, there was this discussion about, you know, they shut down all these embassies, and everyone was thinking there was an Al Qaeda plot that was in the works. And then there was a record number, and like a span of a week, there's a record number of drone strikes in Yemen. And I think that put some of it before. There has been some debate, but there really hasn't been a whole lot of debate. So I just think this is something that people aren't aware. So when you see these individuals from Pakistan come here and try to talk to some Congress people, I think it does expose Americans to something they don't see every day.
Yeah. This was kind of the year of the whistleblower. How important is it that whistleblowers get protection under the law instead of being outcast when often they reveal things that show terrible evils that are going on and definitely a violation of civil liberties that people wouldn't have known otherwise. What do you think?
Well, I think that if you look at the attitudes of Americans, more and more they lack faith in the politicians that are running this country. They just don't think that they're going to take care of corruption in any of the agencies of government. They don't think they're going to address some of the core issues. So it falls on those employees that see what's going on a daily basis. And they need to be able to either, one, use their free speech rights and talk to the press without facing long-term sentences in prison, or they need to be able to go to congresspeople and know that they're going to be able to respond to corruption without facing prison. And I don't think there's a guarantee right now, but it's important that Americans think about the role that whistleblowers can play in correcting corruption in government.
Yeah, well said. I agree with that wholeheartedly. When you look at, and I said this, that you, one of the things that you are blogging about, I mentioned, you know, NSA drones, some of the things we talked about, but also other civil liberties issues. What are some of the other things that you think people should be concerned about in this country?
Well, I think people should think about coming down the pike. I think that people should think of, this goes with the drones thing. I mean, we're going to start seeing police agencies deploy these domestic drones. I think that's something people should be considering in their communities. Is this something that they want? Do they think it's necessary for police to use those to do their jobs? I know that this there's also the issue of GPS devices. I've written a little bit about. Recently, we had an appeals court ruling that police have to get a warrant if they're going to attach a GPS tracker to your vehicle. But these are all things that I don't know that a lot of Americans ever give much thought to until they're in situations where they're faced with these troubles, where they're actually become targets of the government. And so I think one of the challenges with a lot of what I cover is to get people to think that this is something that can matter to them in their daily lives.
Yeah, until it happens to them, you're right, and then they're staring down the barrel of whatever the issue happens to be. Last thing, Kev, is, you know, we see what happened at LAX with sadly with a TSA officer being shot, and as much as I will riff and bang on the TSA and some of the ridiculousness that goes on in some of the airports because I've traveled a lot, certainly I wouldn't have wanted to see anything like that happen. What do you think needs to be done at the airports? What's the best way to move forward with protections, I guess, at the airports?
Well, I've always thought that what's going on there is security theater. I don't see it actually contributing to our security. I don't think you can prove that TSA is why we're preventing any sort of terrorist attacks. It's my belief that I trust my fellow Americans. I think on an airplane, you're an alert person, especially after the September 11th attacks, and you're looking out for people who look like they're engaged in suspicious activity. And we've seen whenever so far in the air when something has gone wrong, it's been people who responded, not the TSA agents who were responsible for helping out. So I think that it's a good deterrent to have detectors and everything, but I do think that much of what the TSA does is really excessive, especially forcing people to drink breast milk and other sorts of horrendous things.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. All right, Kevin Gastola, thanks so much. We appreciate the time. Pick up the book, Truth and Consequence of the Use of the U.S. versus Private Manning. How can they get a copy of that?
Just look for it on Amazon.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
You can do that at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A lot of speculation belongs in the corner of Chris Christie, the Republican governor of New Jersey, because the speculation is he could be the candidate in 2016 for the Republicans. However, there is a bench full of other Republicans with a different ideology in some ways than Chris Christie, who may also be in line for the presidency. And then, of course, with the Democrats, it's Hillary Clinton, unless she gets sick and decides for some reason she doesn't want to run. Because the Clintons can deny all they want, but they are absolutely behind the scenes looking at her running in 2016. I think there's a big push that Hillary gets at this, let's give it back to Hillary. And who's going to be the Republican candidate? 2016 could be pretty interesting to see what happens there, especially since we've had three back-to-back terms of presidents between Clinton, Bush, and Obama. Who's up next? And where are we going to be as a country in 2016? Anyway, a lot of speculating going on, too, through the miracle of the email So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one comes to Charlie, who was in Ottumwa, Iowa. And Charlie says, Kate, big fan of the show. Listen all the time. I heard you talk about the president's approval ratings. A lot of people are doing that because they're dipping to incredibly low numbers. I think all of this has to do with the affordable health care plan that he implemented and somehow tricked Congress into signing. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm just a frustrated American, and I'm just so tired of hearing about the Obamacare problems and what it's going to cost us and everything else. So I wanted to throw in that I'm not shocked that the approval ratings keep dropping. Maybe he'll end up as low as Congress. What do you think? Well, boy, you can't get any lower than that. What, you're at 10, 11%? If he gets that low, that would be historic. If I ever come on this show and say, wow, the president's approval ratings are 10% in the latest Gallup poll, he got 10%, that would be a stunner if that were to happen. But in the 30s is very low, especially for a president who's traditionally been much higher than that, well over 50%. But we've seen that eke down, and a lot of this is that conversation, he's right, over health care. And are you can you afford the plan? What are you doing? Are you kicked off a plan? You know, where are the people? In fact, I saw an interesting thing today about NPR. NPR was fishing around on a site that I go to. They were fishing around for people to call them or email them who were happy with the new coverage they were getting, that they had to switch their coverage and they're getting new coverage because of Obamacare. So they're trying to do a story on the positive side of how many people are excited about that, which I say every show. If you like your health care, if you're getting better health care, you think, I want to hear from you because I want to hear what's better. Premiums lower, premiums the same, coverage better, what is it? Because that's all I've heard from people. I mean, across the board, with kids, no kids, older, younger, they're not happy with what's going on with health insurance. So if you're one of the people that you are happy, call us. I agree with NPR. I want to hear from you. 855-266-5283. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Bob, listening to us in the great state of Florida. And Bob says, Kate, I'll tell you what, looking around and what's going on with the TSA, more and more, I think they need more armed guards or police officers at some of these bigger airports. I don't think you can put up some kind of an iron curtain. We know that's not realistic. But at the same time, it's so wide open, and what this 23-year-old punk from New Jersey did was pull back the veil even more to say, hey, you thought you were okay at the airport, but not so fast. Not so fast. And then even though he was specifically going after the TSA, he scared a lot of people and even injured a few. One was a teacher, and other people were tripping over each other to get out of the airport. It was kind of frightening to watch that on CNN. Well, I think they're going to beef up police security. They're certainly talking about that at LAX. They're talking about that at New York. They're talking about that in Philadelphia. They're talking about it in Boston, Chicago. But how much can they afford to? It's one thing when something happens and everybody gets hysterical. Oh, no, we've got to put more officers here. We got to watch big sports venues, and then we got to put more officers at the airport, too, as well. We only have so many resources. And it's not like there are giant budgets where you can say, hey, let's hire a couple thousand more police officers. In an unrealistic world, that might happen, but not in our world. That's not going to happen, not with the way budgets are right now. Here's one from Keith who says, TSA equals disaster. I feel for the family of the slain agent. However, some of what has happened to people going in and out of the airport is reason for concern. I think all kinds of civil liberties are being tranced on, I think he meant they're being trampled on, or being trampled on, and it's about time that we changed up the system from the TSA to a more secure way to fly. But what's the more secure way to fly? See, you got to offer that solution. So is the solution more armed police officers? Just pluck them out of the sky because, geez, we need them. So big budget or no budget, we're going to have to figure out how to do it. And I'm just saying. I'm just thinking. All right, let's go to Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, you got the floor. You're the last word on the show. What do you say?
You just kind of covered exactly what I wanted to say. I'm disabled, okay? But with rehab, I got to where I was walking perfect. I quit going like a fool. But I'm just getting myself back in shape. But, you know, I would even get off a disability if I was trained and everything to ride in an airplane for one reason, in the back of that thing, and watch for people like that. Instead of me getting disabilities, then pay me, and I'll ride an airplane on one, two, three floors, need one on each floor. But a sawed-off dual barrel shotgun, wrong man, ain't the wrong way. Or a gun, I'm going to tease his head off. I'd rather get paid doing that than I had drawn disability. I don't think anybody in the world would go against me. I could draw food stamps, but I don't. Because it brings America down. There's a bunch of trash out there. I'll give it black, white, green, and blue. Tell them they're lazy bus, draw food stamps, and you sell them, trade them, do whatever they can do with them for drugs, whatever. I don't draw them. I could, but I don't. But I'm disabled, but I can't walk with good rehabilitation. I can walk just like you do. And I'd rather, instead of drawing disability, I'd rather be trained around the back of an airplane and watching nobody but people like that. That'd be my job. That's right.
An air marshal. What do you think, America? Stacy, ready to be an air marshal? It's interesting, Stacy, thanks for that, talking about the food stamp situation. I've heard other people say they don't want to take food stamps and they have a lot of pride and they feel like they're taking too much, having their hand in the till. You know, it's such a sensitive subject, but it really is split down the middle because you have people that are just stuck and they have looked their guts out. I mean, they have done everything they can and they've got a family, they're stuck, and they're trying to get unstuck. And that's the reason why that was there. But of course, like everything else, there are definitely people who take advantage without a doubt. Hey, you got something to say on this show? You can certainly do it by giving us a jingle or sending us an email to americatonight.net.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
What, are you kidding me?
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.